Good morning, I'm Louis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Dr. Mallory Driggers and Ben Gonzalez. They are both with the Office of Development and Annual Giving. Ben is the Vice President for Asset Management and Development, and Mallory is the Director of Development and Annual Giving, and we're here to talk about Thank You for 30. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's start first of all with you, Ben. Tell us a little bit about your role as Vice President of Asset Management and Development. What's that all about?
So I joined the university about 2.5 years ago, and when I met with Dr. Natalicio, she told me about the student composition and how 2/3 of our alumni had graduated in the last 25 years. So generally speaking, a lot of those people are not really in a position to make significant contributions to the university. So one of the things we talked about in this role would be that we would also include asset management in addition to development. So development represents the traditional fundraising role of a university where we fundraise through our alumni, through friends, major donors, corporations, corporate foundations. And then on the asset management side, that's where we look to commercialize some of our assets. That might include, for example, the development of the Asarco land that we're in the process of acquiring. It could include entrepreneurial activities within, say, our 3D printing lab facility, the Keck Center, or other assets of the university. So that's sort of the distinction, and that's what I oversee.
And as I mentioned also, Dr. Mallory Driggers is with us. She is the Director of Development and Annual Giving. Mallory, tell us a little bit about your role as the director.
Sure. So in the world of fundraising, you have donors who give a transformational gift, is what we call it in our field, something that has to do with an estate or a large amount, which would be a major gift, but we also do a lot of annual giving. And as Ben mentioned, we have a very young alumni population that has been very generous back to their institution, which we appreciate. And the annual giving world is where we send letters and postcards and emails and information to alumni and ask them to give in any way possible over the course of a year. It could be $5, it could be $10, it could be $30 in this case. And those small gifts make a large difference for us as well.
Now, as far as the university goes, and as you mentioned, commercializing or branding, whatever, the name UTEP is out there. And of course, a lot of people are familiar with the Glory Road movie and the fact that the basketball team in 1966 won the national championship. However, there is something else behind UTEP, the driving force, and that is Dr. Diana Natalicio, and she's been here for about 45 years and 30 as president. And the fact that she has been ahead and spearheading this university, reaching different goals like Tier 1. So when she announced late last year the fact that she was going to step down as soon as they found a replacement, it hit a lot of people with a pretty difficult blow. But then November 1st, a campaign was kicked off, is sort of like, thank you for everything you've done, Dr. Natalicio. And there are billboards out there, T-shirts, placards, different things. Why don't you all tell us about how that campaign got started?
Well, originally, Mallory joined our organization to spearhead the next campaign. And so Mallory had been doing a lot of work analyzing the Centennial campaign and looking at where did money come from? How much money were we raising annually? What motivated people to give money to us? And we were starting to look at what another campaign might look like. In the middle of all of that, Dr. Natalicio announced her plans to retire. So we decided that it would be best for us to scrap that campaign until a new president was appointed. And then Mallory and I had a conversation and thought, well, maybe what we should do is take some time to celebrate the president's legacy and to thank the community on behalf of UTEP and on behalf of Dr. Natalicio, and also allow the community to thank Dr. Natalicio by creating this campaign, the Thank You for 30. So there's sort of a double entendre, which is both Dr. Natalicio thanking the community and the community thanking Dr. Natalicio. We wanted to keep it light, and so that's how we came up with the idea of the cartoon. the idea of using Dr. Natalicio's iconic bun was actually Mallory's idea. When she first presented the idea to me, I thought, you're a little bit crazy. I don't think that Dr. Natalicio is going to go for this. But we talked to Dr. Natalicio, and we convinced her that this was something iconic, something unique, and something that we could use to kind of motivate the community and motivate our major donors to contribute to the university, and in particular to contribute to scholarships. There's a Thank You for 30 scholarship that we created as a default fund for this campaign.
As far as the cartoon that Ben just mentioned, a couple of my colleagues and I were walking to the union, and we saw the T-shirt, and without even reading what it said, we recognized it immediately, and we said, that's Dr. Natalicio. Let's find out more about this. So that is obviously, as Ben mentioned, something that everybody recognizes her from, the bun on her head. Tell us a little bit about you coming up with that idea and then also selling it.
Well, it happened on a walk back from the president's office one day because we just didn't know how to set this campaign up to celebrate someone that is so well respected. The leadership and the trajectory of the institution has been much in part moved forward because of her and because of her dedication. We also wanted to make sure that this did not come across as anything negative or an honorarium or anything like that. We wanted to really celebrate the leadership and the success and everything that she's given to our institution. So we wanted it to be fun and light, but also very respectful and something that people would recognize. So I'm very happy to hear that you recognized it. We received very positive feedback once all of the images were released. And our hope is that people will reflect on her 30 years of leadership and feel led to make a gift of any size to any fund. That's the cool part about the life of the campaign, is gifts to any fund count. So if there is someone who has a passion for KTEP or someone who has a passion for the College of Engineering or any other department, the campaign is run so that it's a total dollar amount, not necessarily a certain fund. So we hope that the image is fun and light and exciting for everyone, and they'll feel called to make their gift.
And one of the things that I found out when the first run of T-shirts came out, they sold out that very week. And I remember the bookstore people telling me that they had to order some more. But not only the fact that they sold out, but also the fact that the T-shirt was very affordable to students, everybody.
The T-shirt was very affordable. That was also by design. We wanted them to be walking billboards. We wanted people to recognize the T-shirt like you did when you saw it on campus. And people have still continued to buy the merchandise, which we're very happy about. But we are reminding people that the purchase of the T-shirt or any merchandise isn't a contribution to the campaign. It's just part of the marketing effort.
Tell us, Ben, a little bit about how some of the big-time donors, corporations, companies who want to honor Dr. Natalicio and helping out, what is the role that they play in all of this?
Well, you know, we have different tiers of donors. So our major donors, people who have given a significant amount of money to the university, let's say, more than $500,000, we've approached them with individual meetings and talked about Dr. Natalicio's legacy and her accomplishments and how this campaign is being used to honor that and to raise money by creating some awareness of that. And this R1 designation is sort of a capstone or milestone event for the university, and we're talking about that as well. Corporations are handled differently, so we have somebody else that reaches out to both corporations and corporate foundations and family offices. And again, for the most part, those are being done on a one-on-one basis. We've also got some special collateral materials that we developed that are comprehensive, that talk about the history of Dr. Natalicio and her accomplishments here on campus. And we've been mailing those out to major donors being anybody who's given the university $10,000 on a cumulative basis over their lifetime. We started doing that in January, and so hopefully we're going to see some returns coming from that.
Mallory, as you mentioned earlier, the fact that every dollar counts, and it's like when we have our fundraiser for the radio station, we have our goal, but we also tell people, if you can give $5, if it's $2, whatever you can afford, that's all that matters, because everyone wants to be part of this.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. We are mailing a small gift in the mail to everyone who makes a gift. of any size. So we are encouraging alumni and friends and El Paso community members and everyone to give to any department that they are passionate about, because even gifts of $5 or $5 a month for the next 12 months can really make a difference.
The picture that's on the T-shirt, on the billboards, on the coffee mug, was that created on a computer? Was it done by one of our students, a local artist? Or was that you?
It was actually done by an advisor to the College of Business, and it's a hand-drawn image. It's actually not computer-generated, even though it does look computer-generated. Before we move on to that, I also wanted to add, in terms of participation, participation is very important when we're being evaluated for things like grants. So a lot of grant applications will ask us, what percentage of our alumni population gives back to the university? What percentage of faculty and staff give back to the university? So participation is equally important in this campaign, as much as the level of giving. So if we're able to grow that base, it's very important to us, because it's easier for us to, let's say that we wanted to generate, you know, make up another $30 million with this campaign. If we could get a million people to give us $30, that's better for us than trying to get a handful of people to give us $30 million, because it's harder for us to go back to that handful of people next year and ask for more money. Whereas if we had a million people that gave us $30, we're able to go back to them and ask them for more money, or even the same amount of money the following year. So that's very important. The ground game is very important for us.
We mentioned that it kicked off the campaign on November 1st. People may be wondering, how long is this going to be going on? Is it until she officially retires, or is it going to continue on?
Well, the initial plan was that we would run the campaign until a new president was identified and a new president took the helm. So if that person starts, you know, in the summer or in the fall, that's when the campaign will come to an official end. But we will continue, obviously, until that time to promote the campaign and to change the messaging. We haven't done a lot of promotion around the R1 designation, so that's probably what you're going to see next as part of this campaign.
How do people go about contributing to the Thank You at 30?
Sure. So the best way to give and the quickest way to give is online at giving2.utep.edu. Or if you go to the utep.edu homepage, there's a link directly to the site also. And there's an online giving page. People can give through credit card. They can give a recurring gift on their credit card. Or they can mail a check to the Office of Asset Management and Development. And the address is also on that website. Or they can call the phone number on that website and make their gift over the phone.
And some of these items that feature the iconic bun, as you mentioned, are they available online?
They are available online, and they're also available at the UTEP campus store.
Because I would imagine that a lot of alumni living across the United States, across the world, would love to have one of these and say, look what I have. They're unique.
And with a minimum donation of $30, we will send you a bumper sticker. And if you are a member of the faculty and staff, you'll get a bumper sticker, and you're also going to get an iconic lapel pin. That's a lot of fun. It's basically the same image, the back of the bun, but it's done in an enamel, and it's a commemorative keepsake.
Well, thank you both very much for taking the time to be with us here today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the time.
We've been visiting with Dr. Mallory Driggers and Ben Gonzalez. Mallory is the Director of Development and Annual Giving, and Ben is the Vice President for Asset Management and Development here at UTEP. They've been talking about the Thank You at 30 campaign, which kicked off November 1st. If you are interested in finding out more about this, you can go to giving2.utep.edu, and you can find out more about that. Again, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Sam Cassiano. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.